This is the PR Podcast, a show about how public relations helps you tell your story to the world. We talk with great PR practitioners who have the skills, creativity, and just plain savvy to get their clients noticed. Now here's your host, Jody Fisher.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the PR Podcast. I'm Jody Fisher. Thanks for joining us. Well, we're going to take a break from our guest schedule this week. We've had some terrific guests on, and thank you so much for everyone who's been on the show. Really love getting the perspectives of other people on their thoughts on how the news gets made or how they do the thing that they do. And, you know, PR is so broad. We typically think of PR as media relations, and that's the core of what I do in my business. I work with clients who are trying to access the media and tell their story through the news media, newspaper, radio, TV, but, you know, blogs and digital and other things as well, magazines, etc. But PR is so much more than that. It can include any form of writing, any form of communication, any form of messaging to a specific audience. It's different, obviously, from advertising, and that advertising and marketing is paid, and what we do with PR is not paid, typically not paid. It focuses on the earned, the owned, and the social, as opposed to the paid platforms. But it's so varied. There's so much that goes into it. But like I said, we typically think of it as just news, and it's so much more than that. So really want to say thank you to everyone who's been on the show, who's scheduled to be a guest on the show. Love to hear your perspectives. If you want to be a guest on an upcoming episode of the PR Podcast, please send us either an email to me, Jody@JodyFisherPR, or hit us up on any of the socials, either my socials at Jody Fisher, or at the PR Podcast. Send us a question, send us a comment, send us your pitch to be a guest and to share your perspective either on how the news gets made or on how communication gets done and gets done well. Like I said, wanted to take a break from the guests this week, chime in on some thoughts that have been on my mind, and did an Instagram live on this just last Thursday. Please tune in to Instagram Live every 2 p.m. every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. We do 15-minute PR talk from the PR garage here. But organic social media has been on my mind. And so wanted to maybe do a show on it and run down some of the things that I think are really effective ways to run organic social media. I am by no means a social media expert. I know what I know based on the 10 years that I've been on social media. I remember when Facebook was only for people who had a .edu email. And I was working at St. John's University back in the day. And all of a sudden there was this brand new thing called Facebook out there before the term social media was coined. Facebook was out there. And so I had to jump on Facebook because I had to see what was going on with students at the school that I was working at that I was running public relations for. Fast forward, and we've got all the social media platforms that we've come to know and enjoy and hate and use. And so wanted to talk a little bit about social media and the way I go about social media today, and talk about three things I think you can do to maximize your organic social media. So right at the top, we want to specify that we're not talking about paid social media here. We're not talking about sponsored posts. We're not talking about influencer relations. That's a whole different conversation. We're talking about just how you might choose to get started in social media, or how you might begin to grow your following on social media. And I think there are a couple of best practices that I'd like to talk about, especially if you're getting started, or if you're getting started managing someone else's social media, some things you really need to pay attention to. So number one, I think you need to pick your platforms. Similar to clients that sit down in front of me and say, we need to be everywhere when they talk about what media outlets they want to be in. And I say, you don't need to be everywhere. The same applies to social media. You do not need to be on every social media platform. In fact, you probably shouldn't be on every social media platform. You cannot possibly do Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and LinkedIn and Threads and Pinterest and Snapchat well. You can't do it. I don't care if you got a 20-man team. You can't do it well. Because each of those platforms has their own unique way about them, right? It's sort of Twitter is words versus Facebook is photo and video and, you know, sort of more friendly and personal. Whereas Instagram is voyeuristic. Whereas TikTok is strictly video. You know, depending on what you watch on TikTok, it's either educational or it's silly. Every social media platform has its own special sauce and its own way that it does what it does the best. You need to compare what you want to do, the messages you want to send, and the audiences you want to connect with, and figure out where they are on social media. I'll use an example. I manage organic social media for a local family entertainment center, a trampoline park here on Long Island. They are on Facebook, Instagram, and we started a TikTok channel because we felt that it lent itself to the visuals and what you would see at the park to entice people to come to the park. We do videos of, you know, kids having fun at the park. And having a good time, you know, jumping around and doing all that fun stuff. We're not on Twitter. Why? It makes no sense to be on Twitter. Twitter is majority, it's words and exchange of information and links and things like that. And that doesn't happen at a trampoline park, right? Same as LinkedIn. Now, it might be good for the corporate entity to be on LinkedIn, but it makes no sense for the local trampoline park to be on LinkedIn because that's not where their audience is. So in the same way that we talk to audiences through news coverage, we want to make sure we're talking to the right audiences through social media as well. So number one, most important, pick your platforms and pick the platforms based on where your audience is and what platforms your audience is using and communicating on and where they expect to find you. So that's rule number one in setting up organic social media. Pick your platforms. Don't try to be on them all because it'll never work. Number two, and I think you can only do number two after you choose number one, is you've got to create your content. You've got to build a library of stuff that you're going to put on your channels, photo, video, information. Maybe you've got like a special promotion or something that's going on and you've got a flyer, you've got a graphic, any kind of visuals, any kind of written information, and any kind of links or any kind of hashtags. You need to assemble all that stuff, that library of content, and you need to freshen that up as much as you possibly can repeatedly as you manage your social media channel. But you need to create that library of content, and then you need to create a content calendar. And you need to balance the content calendar with evergreen posts that can be put out any day of the week, any time of the day, that you can just schedule and rely on, as well as balancing that with opportunistic posts. Simple things like, it's raining today, come to the trampoline park, or we're offering a special, you know, a birthday promotion from this day to this day. You know, that feeds into the calendar, right? You got to post that at a particular time. So make sure that you build your content library and that you're creating your content calendar. The content calendar needs to be informed by your posting schedule. You got to commit to a regular schedule of posting, and that's sort of 2A in here. You can't expect to post something on Monday and then not post anything until the following Monday, and then wait 2 weeks and post something else and expect to have any kind of a following for two reasons. One, organically, people are never going to find you. It's never going to come up in their feeds. So you've got to, as bad as organic is these days, right? And that's, again, a whole different discussion. You need to be posting regularly. Now, if you listen to TikTok, as an example, they say you need to post three times a day. I'm not sure who has time to post three times a day. I'm sure some people with massive budgets and lots of social media employees do have the time to post three times a day. But if you're doing this yourself, I think once a day is fine. Three times a week, four times a week, maybe five times a week. I think that's fine. You know, depending on how busy you need to be, I think once a day is pretty good. Again, the algorithm will take care of you in terms of how frequently you post. It will serve up your content in a regular stream to the people who begin to follow you. So create your content library, create your content calendar, commit to your posting schedule, and then make sure you execute that faithfully as you go along. So that's number two. Number three with organic media, organic social media, and I think this is really important, is that you can't just post your own stuff. You've got to engage with other people. You have got to give others the feedback that you desire, right? When you post something, you want people to like, you want people to share, you want people to comment, you want people to interact with all of your posts, right? You've got to give that to other people too, especially other accounts, other brands, other groups that are online that are in the circle you want to be in and that you want to draw into your circle. You need to engage with them. You need to like their posts. You need to comment where it's appropriate. And you need to share where it's appropriate. There's nothing wrong, even on a brand account, with sharing things. And there are multiple ways to share. I mean, a great example, and this is how I do my personal social, on Instagram, all of my posts, right? My story, my posts and my reels are all my original content. But stories is where I share other people's content, right? Where if I come across something that makes sense for me to be putting out to my audience, I will share other people's content in my stories. So that way it goes up there, it's up there for 24 hours and it disappears. Stories on TikTok is another great example of that. All the feed, my feed is just of my content, the content I own that I created. But I will occasionally post a story from somebody else or maybe a piece of content that I want to share of somebody's that I want to go away, right? So stories evaporate after 24 hours on TikTok as well. Same on Facebook, right? So combine your own original posts with sharing other people's posts and be engaging with other people's posts. You need to give that love in order to get that love. And social media at its core is somewhere that should be fun, despite all the toxicity that might be out there, despite all the negativity that might be out there. Social media is still a place that can be positive, that can be fun, that can be engaging, that can be helpful, and even educational. I mean, some of the TikTok channels I watch are massively educational. They're awesome. They are awesome. So make sure that you are engaging with other people's content. So to review, three ways to maximize your organic social media. One, pick your platforms. Don't try to do everything. Two, create your content, create your calendar, and post regularly. And don't let off that gas. And number three, make sure that while you're posting your own stuff, that you are engaging and sharing other people's stuff. Create that community. Take those three things. Execute those three things, and I think you will see your organic social following grow in an organic way, in a nice, slow, and steady way. You're not gonna scream up to 10,000 followers, right? And I think anybody who screams up to 10,000 followers, frankly, more than 50% of them are bots or fake accounts anyway. That the social media platforms put out there to pump up their numbers. You want good, steady, organic growth. You need to engage in those three ideas. So those are my thoughts. Want to know what you think about organic social media. How do you grow your organic social media? How do you manage it? What are some of the things that you do? This would be a great way to share information in our community. And share best practices. So I want to hear from you. Send us a note, either send me an email or hit us up on social at Jody Fisher or at the PR Podcast on any of the socials that we're on. So that's our show for this week. Thanks to everyone for listening. Please remember to subscribe to the show. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at the PR Podcast and send us a question or a comment. Our intro is by Christopher Apple. You can find him and his fantastic photography on Instagram at Christopher_APPOLDT. Check him out there and hire him for all your photography needs. You can find me online at Jody Fisher on all the socials and on the web at jodyfisherpr.com. We'll see you next time on the PR Podcast.